BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Wednesday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
I'll knock that down. Ed in apple costume at entrance.
Oi, I'm not doing that.
Oh, go on. All you have to do is stand there and welcome people in an apple costume.
Well, you do it then.
I can. I'm doing something else.
Oh, really? Like what?
I'm, you know.
You've got nothing, have you?
You two come here to argue or plan for apple day? I've got tea to prepare. So if you're fighting, just take it outside. You're not 10.
Bah, forget it. I'll put Dad down for it.
Your dad's not here.
Well, can't say no then, can he?
And who'll be making this apple costume?
You?
Will I now?
Oh, come on, Mum. You can rustle one up in a jiffy.
Yeah. Well, not everyone can make something out of nothing the way you do.
Oh, stop with your flattery. See what I can manage.
Oh, thanks, Mum.
I've just seen Dad and Tom heading out. Is the crisis meeting over?
Yep, for now.
Oh, Jack jumped out of the car and went off with Dad. His uniform will be filthy.
Must we call it a crisis meeting?
Yes. You like any more tea, Pat?
Thanks, I'm fine. You sure you're okay to make dinner tonight, Helen?
Yeah, of course, no problem. I wanted to do something for everyone, given how hard we've all been working. And now with Fallon leaving.
It never stops, does it?
Do you know where Henry is, Mum?
He got back about 10 minutes ago. I think he's upstairs. Was on his phone, probably. It's very sweet of you to cook for us, love.
I still can't get over how calm everyone is about this.
I don't think it's calm as much as resignation. No pun intended.
Mum's got a point, though. There isn't much we can do if she's chosen to leave.
But aren't you a little bit ticked off that Emma leaves for Fallon's sake? And 2 seconds later, she's handing in her own notice. How does that not leave us up a creek without a paddle?
Well, it is awful timing.
Yeah, this entire chapter after the crash has really made life difficult for us.
Agreed.
Although Fallon was a victim in all of this, it wasn't her fault.
Besides, who would leave an established, successful business like the Tea Room for a nowhere place like an EV charging station?
Well, it's not up and running yet. We don't know what it'll be like.
Well, will it ever be more than somewhere people wait while their car charges up? It's not like a destination for refreshments or socialising, is it?
Well, there is something about being one's own boss.
Times like this, I feel that's overrated.
She has a say on every aspect of this business, and I thought we'd really come to an understanding. We were working well together. I'm quite hurt that she gave it all up in a moment.
Did she have a say in the cowhide?
You didn't like the cowhides?
I didn't mind them, but they weren't popular with the staff.
Look, we don't know how long Fallon's been thinking about this, Natasha. Doubt it's a decision made in haste.
And we tried to experiment with the music, didn't we? And when Fallon and Emma said they really didn't like it, we listened, and it went back to the way it was.
Oh, Helen was just teasing about the cowhides. Anyway, I ought to get Henry. I promised he could help me with the goats.
Oh, him and his goat meat. Careful he doesn't try and serve one of them up for dinner, Mum.
Kira said she wanted to be in charge of the longest peel competition.
Well, so long as she's in charge, she'll do anything.
Well, like that, is it?
Tis these days.
And Emma can be in charge of the kids' craft table. Whatever they get up to.
Well, they'll be printing with apples and decorating apple shapes and colouring and stuff, won't they?
I wonder whether Emma will be up for apple day. Did you tell her we was planning it today?
Yeah. I mean, she had a few things to sort. She should be here soon, though. She'll be fine.
You sure?
Yeah, come on, it's a family thing. If we're doing it, then we're all doing it. Speak of the devil.
Oh, yeah. Anyone seen Kira?
Oh, she's out with Eddie and the turkeys.
Oh, she won't want to come in now. Who said she could go?
Oh, sorry, love. I didn't know you didn't want her up there.
I know she likes helping out with the turkeys.
Oh, don't worry, Clare. She's just a bit full on at the minute and she knows she's got homework tonight.
We was just talking about apple day. I said to the boys they better start organising. It'll be here before we know it.
Really?
Oh, we put you down for the kids' craft table, if that's OK, Em.
Oh, I'll clear this peel away for you, Clare.
Thanks, love.
Well, it's either that or you wear the apple costume and welcome everyone at the gate.
Everyone. Think anyone's going to turn up?
People will.
Well, put me down for whatever you want. I'll go and get Kira. She shouldn't have gone out there on a school night.
Come on, girl. Just a little trim of your hooves.
Is she nibbling your hair?
Yes. Oh, they do love that. Oh, it's really good of you to help out like you have, Henry, since George left. You've been so useful on the farm.
It's okay. I like it.
Well, that's good. And you know, you can always help with this little herd any time you like.
Get off. Yeah, that'll be great.
Ah, done. Off you go, girl. Yes, I know you're hungry, but it's not quite dinner time yet. How are you getting on with the trough?
Almost done.
Excellent. It'll be dark soon, so maybe we can get some fresh straw down for them before we fill the trough and the feeders.
Okay.
It's a good job we managed to buy some haylage from Grange Farm this summer.
George did a good job haymaking.
Well, when he puts his mind to it, he's a good worker.
I miss him. Is that bad?
Of course not.
I know everyone hates him, but I think he's all right.
Well, it's hard when someone we like makes a mistake. But let's hope everyone comes to forgive him in their own time.
Lots of people think you made a mistake, and you weren't that reference for him, didn't they?
I suppose they did, yes.
Do you think it was a mistake?
No. No, I don't. I believe I did the right thing.
Mum said Adam and Auntie Lillian are still really angry about what he did.
Well, like I said, Henry, people forgive others in their own time. Adam and Lillian love Alice dearly, as we all do. So it's understandable they're very angry about how George's actions affected her. I'm sure they felt that my giving him a character reference was the wrong thing to do. But in the end, I have to answer to my own conscience first.
I think you were right.
Do you?
Yeah. It's not like what you said stopped George from getting punished. And if it's the truth about what you think of him, then why shouldn't you say it?
I agree. Now, shall I fill the trough while you get some straw down?
You don't need to do that. Well, it's just the plates and mud from the meeting. Save you half a job later.
I know this has really knocked you sideways, Natasha. Maybe more than the rest of us, but there's not much we can do.
No.
Maybe we should start looking for a new manager, someone who can really make their mark, like Fallon did.
But a talent like Fallon's isn't easy to replace. Just yesterday, she was experimenting for Halloween, and she made these cute little crumble cupcakes with iced cobwebs covered in bright green glitter. Eye-catching. Perfectly finished and so tasty.
Yeah, she really is good at what she does. I know it seems impossible now, but we can scope other places that we like, start talking to some people.
Oh, to poach them from elsewhere?
Oh, why not?
The problem is, Fallon isn't just leaving us, is she? She's also starting up another cafe that could be direct competition. I mean, the minute people know what she's doing, they'll start going there for all her delicious bakes.
Oh, I don't know. You shouldn't underestimate the Bridge Farm brand. The organic ethos, the meat, the cheese, the veg boxes, and the tea room. It's all part of a brand that people are invested in. Now, I don't think they'll throw it away so easily. A unit at an electric vehicle charging station, yeah, it might be a big hit. Only time will tell. Fallon will have to build her customers from the ground up, whereas we just have to make sure we keep ours.
You're right, of course. I know you are. I just wish we could hang on to her.
Good girl. Good girl. No, not my shirt. Look, the feeders are full.
I think she'd rather have your shirt.
So, would you ever sell these goats for meat?
No.
Do you love them too much?
I do love them, but more than that, dairy goats aren't the meatiest for consumption. But I have known some people who've successfully put a meat buck in with some nannies and produced some good quality goats for meat. I mean, maybe there's something in that. We could give it a try.
Really?
Well, what do you think?
I think that would be fantastic.
If you're willing to put the work in with me, outside of schoolwork, obviously, I'll look into getting a buck as soon as we can.
Count me in.
Maybe you're a farmer after all, Henry. You seem to enjoy most of the tasks you've helped with, and you're a quick learner.
Might be too early to say.
Huh?
I mean, I like helping, but you and Grandad are retired, and you're still always working.
Emma! Stop a second, love!
Oh, sorry, Clary. I didn't realise you wanted me.
No luck with Kira?
No. Please, will you send her over as soon as they're done? She's refusing to listen to a word I say.
Of course. You know, William was saying just the same about Poppy the other day. Anyway, I just wanted to say, if you don't want to take part in Apple Day, you don't have to. I understand, everyone does, and if you don't want us to do it at all, I can have a word with the boys. Poppy, you'll get over it.
No, Clary, she should have her Apple Day, of course she should.
Well, will you just let me know if it's too much? I can always ask someone else to help instead.
Oh, yeah? Like who? Honestly, I'm not being mean, but who do you really think is going to step up to help us right now?
We can ask Chelsea, and I'm sure Brad would help. Pat said she'd come with the grandkids if she can get away. And Kirsty and Helen might pitch in.
Really?
Emma, despite what's happened, there are plenty of people who ain't turned their backs on us.
I'm not so sure.
Maybe you need to let yourself off the hook, love. Just allow yourself a day off all the pressure and stress.
How, Clary? How am I meant to do that when my son is locked up with a bunch of thugs?
By doing it for him. Do it for George. If he was here, he'd be the first one talking about how to promote the day, putting it on his socials, trying to invite lots of girls round.
They would. Yeah, you're right.
He's gone, love. I know that hurts. But he's not gone forever. He'll be back.
Right, finally I'm off to my husband and daughters. They're waiting on the yard. They'll be wondering what I'm up to.
It's not too late to stay.
Thanks, Helen, but we're fine. And I'm so sorry I've hung on here just thinking out loud.
No, it's not a problem. It's completely understandable.
In fact, I have actually been thinking.
Oh, yeah?
Everyone's right. I know we can get a little too excited and maybe got a little overboard on the need for control.
A little?
Why?
Sorry, go on.
Nothing Fallon wants is contrary to what we want. We just need to convince her of that.
Well, you look like a woman with a plan.
That's because I just happen to be very good at convincing people.